Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here's your money briefing for Friday, November 11th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Applying to college can be a lot. The pages of applications, the essay, the waiting, not to mention all the application fees. But now students can apply to many colleges through something called direct admission, which not only eliminates most of those steps, but it often includes a scholarship too.
We see this shift in power and leverage that students and families have versus the schools being in charge of the whole process. It becomes a little bit less intimidating, right? All of a sudden, you've got these students that are sitting back and getting these offers in, and it's the job of the school to really woo them and court them and make it clear why they're the place the student should be going.
So how does direct admission work? And is it really that easy to apply and get a scholarship? Our higher education reporter, Melissa Korn, joins us to talk about it after the break.
Join the Wall Street Journal at the Future of Everything Festival on May 21st to 23rd in New York City, where diverse global newsmakers share unique perspectives on navigating a changing world. Immerse yourself in live performances, explore pioneering technologies, and indulge in the city's inventive culinary scene. As a podcast listener, enjoy 20% off current ticket rates with code PODCAST. Visit wsj.com/FOEF podcast to secure your spot.
The college application process can be long and expensive, with lots of nail-biting while waiting for word back from admissions offices. But more schools are filling out their student bodies through direct admission, a process that strips out a lot of the time-consuming steps in traditional college applications and throws in a scholarship as well. Too good to be true? Let's find out from WSJ Higher Education reporter Melissa Korn. Hey, Melissa, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So how does this direct admission work? How do students get on college's radar to be selected through the process? And how widespread is this process among schools?
Yeah, so this is really quite new, right? A few programs have done pilots in the past couple of years. This fall is the biggest experiment yet. We've got tens of thousands of students who may be getting notifications from scores of schools. So it depends on the platform you use, but essentially the student would register for a website that perhaps provides information about colleges. And, you know, they give their contact info, their name, a little biographical detail, and their GPA, maybe some areas of interest. And then from there, schools say, you know, we are interested in taking anyone with a GPA over 3.0 who lives within a 5-hour radius of our campus. And then the whichever platform they're using will kind of screen for that. There is some verification. Certain programs do that at different stages, but the students are generally submitting kind of unofficial GPAs. And then before they enroll, they would have to provide their official transcript to prove that they actually performed the way they said they did. And based on that criteria, send out notifications to students.
You said that there are a couple sites. Is there an easy way to find the sites?
Yeah, I mean, Googling direct admission would probably be a good place to start. But some community-based organizations are working with a program that's run by EAB. There is the Common Application, which many people applying to colleges know about because it is a single platform used by a lot of schools. You fill in kind of the first portion of the Common App and may be able to join this pool of candidates. Niche, a lot of students go there for information about schools and kind of ratings and reviews. They're in the market now too, and Sage Scholars, which does scholarships for private colleges, they're also running a pilot on this.
So why are these groups doing this? Why streamline the process?
I think your word streamline is really important there, right? The process is cumbersome, it is intimidating, and it is likely scaring off some people from even applying. At the same time, you've got a ton of schools that are really struggling to meet their enrollment goals. So if you can get more students aware of certain schools that weren't on their radar before, some of them might actually enroll. And that's, you know, as we have somebody in the story saying, one more student is still one more student. And for the student side, having it be this easy, being told, hey, guess what? I know you're worried. You're already in and you'll get a scholarship, makes college seem that much more feasible for lower income students or students whose families haven't gone to school before.
So this might extend scholarships to people that might not normally have them available to them?
It's funny. They may have had them available, just not known about it, right? So a lot of these schools, especially the smaller private colleges, award merit aid. And it's, you know, anybody with a GPA over a certain thing gets this $10,000 or $20,000. But they don't always know that that's part of the financial aid package. So if they're told up front in an email, you know, yes, this is real, you're in at this school, and by the way, they're giving you $25,000 a year guaranteed, that school that they may never have even heard of becomes a lot more attractive.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times students have a list of schools they're interested in, might be a reach school and a safe school. Does this process eliminate the need for that list?
Probably not, because not all schools are doing direct admissions yet, right? It's still just early stages. It tends to be the schools that are less selective, maybe lower profile, small regional private colleges, or there are some public universities involved as well, but it's still kind of gaining speed. So unless every single school you were maybe considering is on a direct admit, you're still going to apply to some schools, right? And you don't necessarily know which schools are screening the students who register on these sites.
Now, do all schools in the direct admission process offer a scholarship?
Not necessarily. The folks who run the platforms tell me that they strongly encourage the participating schools to, because that is a major selling point. I have an example in the story of a student who, it was really the scholarship offer that made a big difference in swaying her to go to the school that otherwise was not at all on her radar and was across the entire country.
You know, applying to schools can also be an expensive process. So how about the application fees that schools typically charge? Are they still on the table here?
So because the student isn't technically applying to the college, no. They are not filling out an application. They are not submitting an application fee. They are just out there and the schools are wooing them. There are a few instances in which, and certain states for their public university programs, where you know that you're qualified, you know that you were going to get into universities X, Y, and Z, but you still have to fill out the application, which kind of undermines the whole simplicity thing. But even those, generally, the application fee is waived.
Does this process guarantee that a student will be accepted by one of these colleges on the other side of their information?
Not necessarily. Again, it depends on which platform they're working through, you know, which schools are connected where. But a lot of these schools do have fairly low GPA thresholds. You know, anybody getting above a 2.5 is admitted to this school or that school. But there are obviously cases where that's not the GPA that certain students have. So I wouldn't register for one of these sites and cross my fingers and assume I'm going to just have the offers rolling in. You might, but they might still not be from schools you really want to go to.
You know, there's a whole new complexion to this process now. Applying to schools can be such an intimidating process for students and for their families.
Absolutely, it can be, but it doesn't need to be. And as we see this shift in power and leverage that students and families have versus the schools being in charge of the whole process, it becomes a little bit less intimidating, right? All of a sudden, you've got these students that are sitting back and getting these offers in, and it's the job of the school to really woo them and court them and make it clear why they're the place the student should be going.
So this can replace a lot of the application process. Does it replace any of the financial aid application process?
No. So students will still need to fill out the FAFSA, which is kind of the spigot through which you get all federal aid and much institutional aid. They, you know, will still have to fill out plenty of paperwork around finances. But so the scholarships being offered, being dangled here, are not need-based aid. They're what's called merit aid. So again, based on academic performance or other elements.
And no college essay?
No college essay.
That's remarkable.
And high school teachers may be thrilled by this because they're not necessarily being asked to write all those recommendation letters anymore.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn with us. Melissa, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.